and welcome to On This Day in Blues History for September 27th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton. On this day in 1952, Little Walter's Juke reached number one. On this day in 1912, W.C. Handy, often referred to as the father of the blues, published Memphis Blues, rewritten from a song he originally composed as a political campaign song for Memphis mayoral candidate Edward Crump. Considered by some to be the first published blues song, Handy sold the rights to it for $100. Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net, where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.